B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Well, one swing and this guy was out. A 65-year-old Florida woman fended off a 5'6", 300-pound attacker with one blow with her baseball bat. And yes, this is definitely Florida woman in the act.
Florida woman, Florida woman.
Antonio Mosley was wearing nothing but boxers when he attempted to break into Clarice Gainey's car. She saw him through the window of her apartment before calling police, and she decided to take a crack at him herself. She said, "I grabbed my bat, I braced myself, and I eased the door open." When Mosley caught sight of her, he started charging after her.
He was running towards her.
Yeah, and little did he know, Gainey had played softball in high school and wasn't rusty on her moves. She took a swing at him and struck his head, leaving a lump. And she said, I quote, "I took that bat and I hit him upside the head like pia." And he said, ow.
He said, ow, and there was brains are spraying all over the place.
Mosley retreated to a trailer park where police tracked him down.
And got him go.
He's charged. You can't think so?
Yes. This is such a Florida story.
He's charged with burglary and possession of drugs and is being held in the county jail.
Upside the head, baseball bat in the head.
Yep.
Perfect.
How about this? Crying and pooping, two things that regularly happen in high school bathrooms. But it's kind of hilarious if the two things happen simultaneously. 18-year-old Fabia Afrin was crying in her high school bathroom, but had her emotional moment interrupted by someone violently pooping. And she managed to capture the sound on camera and posted about it on social media.
Do we have audio?
I don't, because they took the post down.
Damn it.
Marissa, I don't know. See if you can find it, but... She managed. So here's what she tells BuzzFeed News. She said, "I went to the bathroom to calm myself down, and the next thing I know, someone's pooping very violently next to me. There's nothing wrong with that, but I just thought the timing was hilarious, so I decided to record." Her video capturing the awkward moment had been viewed over 2 million times on Instagram.
Oh my god!
And but the time that this story came out, it was removed from the site.
I thought when you originally said the story, I thought she was she herself was poop crying.
I guess there might have been both, because there's a post that I see said that, "Guys, there's a girl sobbing in the bathroom stall next door to me, and I have to take a record breaking S. I feel bad. I'm going to ruin her teen movie coming out of age turning point moment with the hellish sounds of this giant S."
Wow.
So I don't know.
Quite a flair for the poetry.
Yeah.
I was wondering, though, with your bodily systems, can you, for example, during sex, the corridor that leads to urine gets cut off. I wonder, can you effectively poop and cry at the same time?
I'm sure you can.
You know? I don't know. I don't know.
Here's, I think this might be, is this audio, Marissa? It's a little bit. Hang on. You can just barely hear it. Hang on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's visceral.
Hang on. Why did it stop?
That's chunky soup.
There's one. There's two. And then it stops.
Yeah, it sounds like T-Rex.
Have you ever...
Don't worry about it.
Have you ever had food poisoning? You can poop and cry at the same time.
I have. I've had it twice. You're right, Kathy.
Two fearsome duck-eating piranhas have been discovered in a British lake, leading to fears that humans could be attacked next.
Piranhas in a British lake.
Yeah, the pair of razor-toothed fish, usually found in the Amazon River alongside anaconda snakes and electric eels, have so far been found in Martin Wells Lake near Doncaster. The sudden appearance comes as fearful residents have noticed a sharp decline in the number of ducks, ducklings, and native fish at the beauty spot.
I say, where are all the ducky ducks going?
And some people believe pet dogs or even small children crawling in the water could be next on the carnivore's menu.
Where's little Reginald?
People out near the lake added that they believe that the man-eating fish were dumped pets, which is probably the case.
It's wild, though. You would think that is not the normal water temperature that would be conducive to a piranha, and yet they're... obviously doing well enough to eat ducks.
Experts say attacks usually take place when the fish are stressed, such as when water levels are low during the dry season and food is scarce. Chillingly, for parents, splashing has been known to attract piranha,
That's
meaning
awesome.
Any children playing or trying to cool down could be a target. But attacks on humans normally only result in minor injuries, but they are occasionally more serious and can be fatal. In 2011, a drunk 18-year-old man was killed in Bolivia by a shoal of piranha, while a 5-year-old Brazilian girl died in 2016 when a grandmother's boat capsized during a family holiday in their waters.
I was watching a special about a piranha, and there are little communities that live along the Amazon, and they'll go in and they'll do their... It depends on if they're in an eating frenzy. That's right. When you get that deal. But otherwise, you can walk through them and it's not a problem.
Right. The skeleton of a wannabe Harry Houdini has been found tied up in a forest with 5 handcuffs 2 years after he went missing. A search for Ivan Kluyacherev.
I am going to be world's greatest magician.
Failed to locate the hiker and adventurer, but his remains have now been found near Moscow.
It has now been 4 weeks. It is clear I'm not a very good magician.
Cops say their main version is that the survival skills fanatic tried to recreate an escape trick, but it went wrong, and he died in the remote location after leaving on a trip in May of 2017.
I should have done card tricks.
But they're also examining evidence that he was into bizarre sexual practices and could have died filming a BDSM experiment. Another line of inquiry is that Kluyacherev, a courier, was murdered, and the crime scene was set up to look like he had killed himself in a bizarre accident.
So there's 3 possible scenarios. He's an escape artist. He's into BDSM, right?
Or he was murdered.
Or he was murdered.
His remains were found in a lying position, and he was handcuffed to a chain, which was secured around a tree. Close to his skeleton was the solo hiker's tent, and a camera pointed at himself.
Wow.
At the scene were 5 sets of handcuffs, 3 metal chains, 6 padlocks, and a book on knots. Police are now examining the camera's memory card and his computer, where reports say that there is evidence of his interest in BDSM sex.
Wow.
Some reports say that only his left hand was handcuffed to a chain attached to a tree. Detectives suppose that the man could have tied himself to the tree and have hurt himself, too. But this is just one of several versions. A local man came across the gruesome sight while out walking, spotting the skull still wearing a hoodie. The rest of his skeleton was covered in leaves. Isn't that wild?
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
Well, let's see. A truck. This is kind of a lengthy story. I'll do my best to shorten it. But a truck pulled up at Nick Mimo's house last month, bringing an unexpected delivery and a dilemma. The delivery was a $2,700 86-inch flat-screen TV that Mimo had not ordered. The dilemma, whether to keep it or to send it back.
Yes.
He said it was like winning a scratcher's ticket. I thought it was my turn to luck out on something in life. It soon became more complicated than that. In fairly short order, police would surround his house, take him to jail, and slap him with a felony larceny charge.
I am so lucky.
The case has been burning up the internet ever since. A moral Rorschach test of where blame belongs. Now, even the law seems a little bit murky on this, but he is quite certain he didn't steal anything. He said, it's not like I ran out of Walmart. I didn't set out looking for this. The whole thing began when he had used Amazon's click and pay feature to purchase a different TV, a 75-inch flat screen valued at about $1,200. But due to a paperwork error, when a driver from a third-party delivery service called Cape Cod Express arrived at his home, he had 2 TVs. He had the 86-inch one as well that he hadn't ordered. And Mimo claims that he doesn't remember whether he was present when the delivery was made or whether he was the one who signed for it. So deliveries are constantly arriving at his home, he said. And even if he did sign for the packages, it's unlikely he examined them at the time. Even if he dropped 10 TVs at my door, he said, I wouldn't have noticed. Police dispute his account, saying that the driver identified Mimo in a photo lineup as the man who signed for it. One way or another, he said, though, that once he did realize a mistake, he poked around online to see if he could legally keep the television.
Sure, they let you keep whatever you get.
He didn't look around to see if he should return it
Can
I keep it? And on the Federal Trade Commission's website, he found a question and answer page that seemed to provide the answer he was looking for. It said, if you receive merchandise that you didn't order, you have a legal right to keep it as a free gift. Though Mimo didn't read the line correctly.
However,
it was advice intended for consumers who are victims of companies that send unsolicited merchandise and then demand payment. A common scam. So he didn't read it right. And it also advises consumers to always start by trying to resolve your dispute with the company. But he said he walked away feeling confident. He said, I hung the TV on the wall with no fear in mind because I didn't think I'd done anything wrong. A few days later, a manager from the delivery company reported the issue to local police, saying that the company had made repeated attempts to contact him.
And had they?
The calls went unanswered. They occasionally, they said a male would pick up, identify himself as Nicholas Sr., and promise to pass the message on to his son. Mimo denies this could have happened, saying that his father passed away years ago and that he never pretended to be him on the phone.
Otherworldly.
Police, eventually, they came by, they tried to get the TV. He said he wasn't anything wrong, and then he refused to get back in touch with them. So the police left, and then he was kind of ignoring them. Well, they showed up with a bunch of cops. They put him in handcuffs. They arrested his ass. And they
Watching TV.
A $1,200 larceny by false pretense charge and a second charge of misleading a police officer. They removed the TV from the living room wall, and then they took him to jail. At the moment, Mimo says he was released from jail after a few hours and is looking for a lawyer to handle the case. If found guilty, he faces the prospect of up to 15 years in prison for the two charges.
It seems as if he's probably in the wrong here.
Yes.
And my guess is they did make an effort to contact him. And did when the delivery came, you said there were two TVs on the truck?
Yeah.
So the other TV is probably his TV.
Yeah, I don't know what he did with the other one.
Yeah, if you had one of these or two of these, I know you don't usually use the laundry list defense when you're trying to make a case against someone, but it seems like there were efforts made to
address this. I think he's going to get in trouble. I don't think he's going to get 15 years in prison.
Don't give him 15 years in prison. Give him a 32-inch set.
Listen, it's never a bad idea to let your lady know that she looks pretty. One South Texas woman asked her common-law husband if she looked pretty.
You look so pretty.
Local authorities said when he gave no response.
Local authorities.
She attacked him. Lizeth Ramirez initially told officers that he assaulted and attempted to strangle her, but the man told a different story. The man told officers that he and Ramirez were at the movies when she asked him if she looked pretty, claiming he couldn't hear her. The man did not respond.
Shut up! I'm trying to hear what Thanos is saying.
Apparently, this caused Ramirez to get agitated, and as they were driving home, she struck him several times. The man told officers, and when they got home, she continued hitting him and began pushing him. A relative who tried to get between the two was also struck. Ramirez was arrested. She's been charged with two counts of assault and family violence.
Why, yes, Buttercup, you're lovely.
Mm-hmm. All right, then we'll just do one more story, and we'll wrap it up. Let's end with this one. A Florida man.
Here we go.
Says that he made a mistake after admitting to burying a friend in his backyard.
Florida man, Florida man.
Was said friend dead?
Officials with the Orange County Sheriff's Office said a body was found in Greg Palermo's backyard. Palermo said his friend, who stayed with him off and on, died of a heroin overdose at his home. Palermo said that he panicked because of a cop that was, quote, after him. And later,
so just so you understand, there's a cop after me.
And later buried his body. He said, I buried him right here.
Right here.
As he was standing in the backyard. Palermo said that he was honoring his friend's wish. He said he jokingly said that morning while we were fishing that he wouldn't mind being buried in my backyard because it's so pretty.
Wow, it worked out.
Police came to the property on a warrant to search his house for drugs. Palermo says officers believed he was making meth in his home, but he denies doing that. So they didn't come there for the dead guy. They came there because they thought this guy was making meth.
Sure.
However,
it was a bonus.
It wasn't long before Palermo told agents searching his home about the body.
How did that come up?
And then he said, I did it. I made a poor choice. Should have called 911. And he goes, everybody said he was already dead, but I still tried to give him CPR for 20 minutes.
Well, you know, a minute on, a minute off, a minute on. I was working some meth in the basement.
I'm not sure that he's been arrested for this yet or not. So
I think the question was posed a while ago about whether you on your property could bury.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can't do that.
All right.
It's frowned upon.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.